Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is David Ruzicka. I am a Lifestyles member and real estate investor. I'm glad you're with me today. We are working on your financial freedom. I want to get straight to the point. Today, you are in for a treat. I'm glad you're here because you're going to hear from a lady who, with her husband, bought 10 houses in 10 months, massively increased her net worth in 3 years, just invested in a single family home with incredible cash flow in the middle of a pandemic. Oh, and also one other thing, she is now real estate retired. And here's the key. Here's the big deal. You can do what she did. So I want you to hang on and learn how. And if you have a question, you can email me, David@LUINC.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedInc.com. David@LUINC.com. Let me do a little introduction here, though. Everything in the world right now is upside down. Fear's ruling the day. Biden has said it's going to get worse before it gets better. Legendary investor Jeremy Grantham has warned investors during a Bloomberg interview this week that the $1.9 trillion in federal aid President Joe Biden is seeking from Congress will further inflate the stock market bubble. And you say, oh, that sounds good. No, no, no. He says if the package is passed worth $1.9 trillion, it could lead to a dangerous end of the bubble. Here's what he said. If it's as big as they talk about, that is the aid package. He said this would be a very good making of a top of the market, just the kind the history books would enjoy. We'll have a few weeks of extra money and a few weeks of putting your last desperate chips into the game, and then an even more spectacular bust. So what are you going to do? Where are you going to invest? Well, there is hope. Lifestyles Unlimited members are making money every day of the week. And today, as I said before, I'm joined by Hind Washington, a prolific investor. Hind, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, so glad you're with me today. I met Hind, about a year ago. She's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since May of 2017. Tell us, first of all, you and your husband, Aaron, how did you guys meet, your career, your life before Lifestyles, so we can kind of build on that?
Okay, thank you so much for having me, first of all. So the way I met my husband was through a blind date. It was set up by one of my friends at the gym. Fast forward a year and a half later or two, we got married, and now we have two boys, one who's 8 years old and one who's 6 years old. I am a CPA / auditor / consultant, and my husband is an IT. He's an IT engineer.
An engineer and a CPA, so exciting.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
Very, all about the numbers.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, you can say that.
That's great. That's great. So, were you raised with more of an entrepreneurial outlook on life, or more of that 9-to-5 work, 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 go to school, get your degree, go out and work kind of outlook on life?
So, both my parents worked for the government, so that's all I knew. I mean, they didn't make a whole lot of money. My dad was not an entrepreneur by any means of the imagination, and my mom, she just worked to raise us. We didn't come from money. I wouldn't say we struggled, but we had a good life, but not what, you know, by any means lavish life. So
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Everything we became was just as my husband and I just thinking about what we want, you know, from life.
How did you make the switch from, okay, I'm just going to work as a CPA for the rest of my life, do audit, my husband's going to be an IT engineer, to we need to go outside the box a little bit, we need to become entrepreneurs? How'd you go through that mindset change?
We had a little bit of money set aside in our savings account, not growing much. So every year we'll get our 1098, I believe, you know, the statement that the bank sends you that shows how much money your savings account made, and that was, you know, $5 or $10. It was not even worth reporting to the IRS. And
sure,
we started thinking about different ways to invest our money, and we were going to go into a business that we had. We would have had to finance out of our, you know, savings account until, you know, it started generating money. And that just did not sit well with my husband.
And how long was it going to be before it generated any money?
No, oh my God. Business. According to the plan, it was about maybe 10 months, and that was very positive. I mean, that was a very positive outlook. But you just don't know. I mean, you can start a business and not even make it 6 months, into the year. But my husband did not like it, and that pushed me into starting to think, at other avenues to deploy our money.
Sure. And so how did you discover Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, I was driving, and I had the radio on, and I heard your show on the radio. And I called my husband, who was out of town at the time, and I told him that when he comes back, we were going to go to the two-hour introductory workshop.
To the introductory free workshop. And by the way, guys, if y'all are not familiar with that introductory free workshop, you can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com and get signed up for that. And that's where we show we tell you about the five ways that real estate makes money. So when you attended that workshop, you and your husband, were y'all critics, skeptics, positive on outlook on the whole thing? Kind of when you finished the workshop, I guess you joined as a Financial Freedom Program member to go to the two-day class. What were your thoughts when you walked out after that, sitting through that 90-minute class?
It redefines what we all think about retirement. You think that retirement is having $1 million in the bank and wait until you're 65.
Right.
And really, the workshop was the beginning of our journey to switching our mindset and redefining our vocabulary when it comes to retirement and passive income.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, hang right there. I want you guys to stay with me. I'm with Hind Washington, who tripled her net worth in 3 years after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break about what retirement is and how she found out about that. Stay with us.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
You're with David Ruzicka here on Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. I'm here with Hind Washington today. Right, we are working on your financial freedom. And she said something that is so key right before the break. She said after she went to the free workshop, it really began to become clear to her that retirement is not an age. It's not a certain big pot of money in the bank. What she said was retirement is not $1 million. It's not age 65. Hind, come on back and tell us what you discovered retirement was during that free workshop.
So during the free workshop, my husband and I discovered, like I said, that retirement is truly not about, income, not about having $1 million in the bank or making it to 65. It was more about having a stream of income that will either, meet our expenses or cover our expenses or exceed them. And that's what we started thinking about.
And the beautiful thing is, Hind is, she is real estate retired, meaning that their passive income is greater than her W-2 income was. And, of course, it's tax-free, so there's a big difference with that, with real estate investing. And, by the way, guys, what she's talking about, the way this works is you go to the free workshop. You can sign up freeworkshoplivestream.com. And then you go to the two-day class, which was the next step, Hen, for you and Aaron. So tell me, when you went to that two-day class, and that is 16 hours, 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday, of real estate investor education taught by a real estate investor millionaire. And with Lifestyles, the guys that are teaching are all guys that joined Lifestyles, took the education, did the stuff, and became multimillionaires. When you went in, I believe it was Dell that was Dell Walmsley was teaching the class. Is that correct?
Yes. And it was the best 16 hours. I mean, it was a well spent. 16 hours, very well spent. It changed our lives, for sure.
And what was the big aha moment for you?
The big aha moment for me personally was when Dell was talking about condominiums and how it's the worst investment you can have. And that truly resonated with me because I bought a condominium when I was single and I kept it despite everything. I was not making money. I was paying so much to the HOA every month that it was eating up my money. And I was even making up for the rest for a good year.
Yeah, I know a little bit about this. So you were paying $400 a month in, what is that, association dues or whatever for that?
Yes, $432 to be exact, yes.
That is a huge amount of money just for the privilege of living there. And were you renting it at the time?
Yes, so I bought it when I was single, and I lived there for 2 years, probably. Fast forward, we got married and moved out, and I tried to keep it as an investment property. So I had the renters, yes. I had, over the course of 4 years, I had three renters. And the first ones, I was making $100. The second ones, I'm not sure what happened. I was losing $100 a month, so I was making up for the difference. And the third ones is when they had just signed an 18-month lease, and I was actually happy to be making $180 a month when we went to the two-day workshop. And maybe 3 months into their lease, I decided to terminate it and sell the condominium.
Sell the condominium. And here's the thing about folks, if you're listening, the thing with a condominium is you only owe the air inside. You don't even own the walls. You can't control who moves in next door. You could be a great landlord. You have wonderful tenants that you screen well. They pay well. You're not making any money because you're paying those big association dues. But you're a good landlord. You have good people and you take care of them. But the guy next door, he doesn't care. He lives out of state. Maybe he rents to whoever wants to come up. You have no control over that. If the neighbors have roaches, guess what? You have roaches, and you can't do anything about their roaches because you don't own that property. We want to own everything. We want to own the entire apartment complex or a single family home, and that's one of the big reasons condominiums are a bad investment. Now, what you sold that one property. What did you do with the money from that one property?
We used the proceeds and bought two more properties.
Mm-hmm. Did they cash flow?
Cash flowed about $900. So I went from losing money to $100 or $180 to $900.
That's amazing. That's incredible. And what kind of, do you remember just off the top of your head, I didn't ask you this earlier, the equity capture on those two properties combined?
It was about $108,000.
Excuse me, can you say that again?
It was $108,000 that I took. When I sold the condominium, I took $108,000 and I put it into these two properties.
But what was your equity capture?
Oh, it was about $50,000 on these two properties.
About $50,000 on the two properties. So that is huge. And that was just from going to the two-day class. I mean, if you did nothing else except for that, that was a worthwhile investment of time, those 16 hours that you for going to that two-day class. You'd say, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. I would do it all over again. And actually, I do it almost every month.
You do it all. That is actually true. Hen is always looking for properties and buying properties. Now, from there, tell me, so you joined Lifestyles Unlimited. You took the education. You began investing today. Now, when you started, how did you get help by Lifestyles at the beginning, and how did you use the system to get going?
We used the realtors that were available to us through the membership that we paid. We also mm-hmm. used mentors that helped us look at the deals and make sure that we were getting into the deals that actually met our personal goals. And also, we used contractors. That was part of the network.
Part of the vendor list is what she's talking about, folks. We have a vendor list, an extensive vendor list that provides that we provide all of those people that you need to run your real estate business, whether it's contractors or CPAs or lawyers, whatever the case may be, plumbers, painters, all of those things. Hey, if you have a question for Hinn, email me at david@luinc.com. That's david@luinc.com. So right now, Hinn, how many single family properties do you own?
We have 17 single families and one fourplex, so a total of 21 doors.
And on all of those, and then you're in some passive deals as well, right?
That is correct.
How many deals are you in?
Four.
Four different passive deals. And when I say a passive deal, folks, what I'm talking about is she is invested in an apartment complex where there's a lead investor who's an investor that says, I'm going to go out and find a property, I'm going to run the property, and then other people are going to join with me as partners, and Hinn has done that. On the other side of the break, we're going to continue talking about Hinn, who is real estate retired herself in 3 years. Stay with us here on Lifestyles Unlimited Radio.
Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you today. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio, also one of the free workshop presenters. So I know you heard about that probably during the break. I'd love for you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com and sign up. I'm going to actually be doing the free workshop this Tuesday night, 6:30 Central Time. It's that 90-minute webinar, actually, now, where we tell you the five ways that real estate makes money. And we are with Hinn Washington today. Hinn did something we're going to get to a little bit later on. She's just did something that's got to be really just crazy in most people's mind. She actually invested in a single family home in the middle of a pandemic. And the home she invested in has amazing cash flow and equity capture. I'm not even going to tell you what it is right now because you'll just think it's I made the numbers up. But we'll get to that in a couple of minutes as we go through the show. But right now, I want to bring Hinn back on. And Hinn, so you have 21 doors. And I want you to tell us how, after joining Lifestyles in 2017, you and Aaron, actually, when you guys joined, remind me, were you both positive, or were you sat through that two-day class? Were one of you more of a skeptic as you joined Lifestyles Unlimited?
I was desperate for a change and make a change in our lives. My husband was more skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went with me to kind of make me happy. And he was curious and said, okay, let's go if this will make you happy. I said, well, you have to want this as well. And he said, well, let's just go and see how it goes. And by the time we left, we paid our membership, and we were done that weekend. We were ready.
Ready to go. At the end of the two-day class. Yeah, that's good. That's
absolutely
great. And so from there, you went to 21 doors over the last couple of years, 17 properties, 300% increase in your net worth. Tell us, kind of walk us through acquiring those 21 doors.
So our first deal, and I'm not going to lie, and I'm sure this is true for anybody that, you know, that does their first deal. It was nerve-wracking. We did not know what to expect, what to do, and And we just followed the map. We followed the plan that we were given by Lifestyle. We utilized the realtors. We used our mentors a lot. And the more we bought, the easier it became for me to, you know, walk into a house and make an offer or see what it needs to be so we can have best product, best price.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we teach during the two-day class. It's one of the things you hear over and over again with Lifestyles Unlimited. Best product at best price. We're not slumlords. We want to have a large pool of people who want to rent our property. And we do that by rehabbing, fixing everything, making everything perfect. If there's a furnace that's in question, we'll replace it. We want people to walk in and say, wow, everything in this property looks brand new. I'm like, yeah, that's because everything is brand new. We've completely rehabbed the property, and that's why we have a long line of people who want to rent the property. Okay, so I kind of stopped you there. Go ahead and continue on, Lynn.
So I went from, I mean, we were scared with our first deal. It became easier. The more deals we did, the easier it became for us. And on my very last deal, which I closed on January 15th, so that was a week ago, I was literally in the house for 5 minutes. I talked to the seller. He told me his price, and I accepted it right away. I think he was caught off guard when I said, "Okay, I'll buy it from you."
He was probably thinking, "Wow, I should have raised the price a little bit."
Maybe. I don't think he was ready. I could see the look on his face that he was surprised that I said, "Okay." I asked him if that was his best price. He said yes. I said, "All right, I'll buy it." And he was happy, and I was happy too because I knew it was a good deal. But I would have never made that call if it hadn't been for the experience I gained from Lifestyle. So don't get me wrong. I mean, we still look at deals and analyze them, but the more you do the deals, the easier it becomes for you, and you just know when you walk into a house what it takes to make it best product, best price.
And I want to make sure people understand, what experience did you have with real estate investing when you joined Lifestyles Unlimited?
Truly, the only experience that I had was the condo. And like I said before, it was, you know, I was making up the rest of the, you know, the monthly expenses for the condo. So
right.
My husband had zero. So really, out of the two of us, I had the most experience. And I can't say that I was successful.
And that was just a condo that you bought that you lived in and then kept and rented.
Yes.
It wasn't going out and looking at a property, assessing whether it's a good investment or a bad investment, rehabbing it. And so all that came from Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'm saying that because I want you folks that are listening to understand this is something you can do. You're talking to, you're listening to a CPA who had only one bad experience by becoming a landlord because she moved out of a property she had. And that's the experience of many of our members. They have no experience at all in real estate. They join and they become extremely successful because we've been doing this for 30 years. And so now you're at 17 doors. Your current lifestyle, tell me a little bit about that.
So in the over the past 18 months, 14 months actually, I was laid off twice. And the second I was laid off as recent as 3 months ago. And that's when I decided enough was enough. I'm not going back to corporate America. I'm going to continue on my real estate investment journey.
You're real estate retired. Your passive income is more than your W-2 income. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yep.
So
that's tremendous.
Just quickly, when we started this, we had to sit down and talk about our goals. And one of the goals was that we wanted to have cash flow to replace my W-2 job. We were able to make it to where we are today.
So how has Lifestyles Unlimited changed your life?
Well, I'm retired 2.5 years into, you know, my membership or three. I'm enjoying my freedom, my free time. I'm not making somebody else's dreams come true. I'm not writing, the goals for the company at the end of the year. I'm writing down my goals for my family and my kids, right? I spend time at the gym. I pick up my kids from school. I take them to the park. I absolutely have no pressure in my life, zero whatsoever. And I couldn't be here without Lifestyle. I truly couldn't, and I'm sincere about it.
And you told me one of the reasons that you joined Lifestyle is you wanted to leave a legacy for your kids. Talk about that for just a minute.
Yes. So as we were sitting in the 2 days, and it went from, oh, my gosh, we have money that we want to deploy to, oh, my gosh, this could be something for our kids as well. And as they grow older, they will, hopefully, fingers crossed, see the path and try to do that as well. So that's what we're working on. I mean, they're only 8 and 6, so now I drive them with $5 to ride in the car with me and go see a house.
You said you bribe them with $5?
Yes, come with me. I'll give you $5 if you come with me and look at the house. And
that's
do the
great.
Things that I need you to, yes. We're trying. We're doing our best. But really, the legacy is, we are definitely all about it.
And that is one of the beauties of Lifestyles Unlimited. It is, whenever anybody joins, it's a family membership. It's spouse, significant other, and kids up through age 18. Because we understand we want families to do this together. You can be single and do it, too. That's nothing about that. But we want families to be able to do it together because we want everybody involved. When we come back on the other side of the break, exciting deal. We're going to share a deal that Hind is in the middle of doing right now that has, I think, about 82% cash flow. So hang on with us through the break. We're here with Hind Washington. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Glad you are with me today. Glad we're with you. I've got Hind Washington here. Hind is actually, within Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the people that I've met that kind of, in one person, she has done everything that we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited. She and her husband, Aaron, she has tripled her net worth in 3 years with real estate investing. They have, I should say. She is real estate retired in 3 years. Her passive income exceeds what her W-2 income was. And in addition to that, she has changed her life. She has freedom. She has no boss. She picks up the kids from school. She works out whenever she wants to and is leaving a legacy for her kids. She told us on the other side of the break how she bribes her kids with money to go and look at houses that she's looking at to see if she wants to buy those houses. And she did something that is just crazy. I mean, right now we're in the middle of a pandemic. You should not be investing right now, right? I mean, that's what people are thinking. They think, I need to hold on. I need to wait. See what's going to happen with the election. See what's going to happen with Biden. I need to put everything off and just everything's on hold. And yet, Hind went out and just bought a deal in the last couple of weeks. So, Hind, tell us about the deal that you bought. Actually, tell us about the last year, because I think have you bought some other properties since, I want to say, 2020 March?
Yes, I bought some properties last year in 2020. In April, I rented one. In July, I rented the second one. And I rented a third one. So I'm trying to think. But yes, I bought properties during the pandemic, and it didn't stop me. I mean, it had absolutely no impact, I should say.
And you rented, and you rented properties during the pandemic. You were able to find tenants that would move into your house.
Yes, you have a map. You just have to trust the process and just go through it. It pays off.
And that's one thing. One of our other radio, on one of the radio shows in the last week or so, I heard a guy talking about the bell curve. And what people do is they focus on the end of the bell curve is where the majority of experiences for people, and they look at outliers, which are the people that maybe aren't paying rent, they're not getting paid. And the way to look at that really is right now we're at about 6% unemployment, which was what we were at during the entire Obama administration. And so the idea that you can't rent a property, that you can't buy a property and rehab a property, you're really looking at the extremes in that situation, because the majority of people are working, they're getting paid, and they're continuing on. And Hind went out and bought a deal in the last week. Just walk us through that deal, because it's an amazing opportunity that you came across.
So the deal was came to me personally directly from somebody, from actually my contractor, my handyman. And it was not through Lifestyle, to be honest, but I say this, because if it had not been for Lifestyles and education, I would never have bought it. I wouldn't even be in this situation. So I went to the house, met the seller. We walked through it. He tried to upsell me on all the things that were, you know, were there. But I could see the potential in the house and look beyond all the trash that was around. Let's put it this way. But all to say that I looked at the deal. I was familiar with the area. He told me his price. I accepted it, and we just closed within 2 weeks.
Was this the burned out property? Was this the property that had a fire?
No, this was another one. But this was another one. This one was used as a junkyard, basically.
That's right. Inside and outside as a junkyard.
Yes. It was like a mechanic shop inside and a car, you know, sassy in the backyard, for example.
If you had seen this deal before Lifestyles, and obviously you weren't buying rental property at that time, you weren't looking to rehab properties, but if you had seen this deal and someone had said, hey, that's a good investment, what would your thoughts have been?
Absolutely not. I would never have bought a property like this. I don't think anyone off the street would buy that property, but with the group, within Lifestyle, you can get over those things. You just don't think about them. It's just part of the process.
Right, and it comes down to the numbers. Either the numbers work or the numbers don't work. So tell us about the numbers on this deal.
So the numbers, I talked to my lender actually on Friday just to give me an estimate of what my payment, my note is going to be, and my monthly cash flow will be 85%.
If you buy a share of Exxon stock, which I talk about all the time because it's a really high-paying dividend stock, it pays, I think, 10%. Most stocks pay no dividend at all. Many are cutting back on their dividends right now. You're getting an 85%, basically it's like an 85% dividend, 85% cash flow on that. Folks, if you're listening right now, when people say, oh, there's no real estate out there, it's not a good deal, the market's this, the market's that, you need to understand these are the kind of things that Lifestyles members come along and do all the time. No, it's not an everyday kind of deal, but Lifestyles members do these kind of deals all the time, and they're the kind of deals you can do with the education, because we teach you how to structure these deals and how to find property. And here's Hen found it just by networking, and that's what we tell people. Go ahead and tell us a little bit more. Tell us about the equity capture on this deal, Hen.
The equity capture is about 30% after, you know, the purchase price, the cost to fix the house, and also the closing cost. So that leaves me with about somewhere between 25% and 30% equity capture just right off the bat. So that's between 25% and 30% equity. Then because we are very focused on the monthly cash flow, it just made it a good deal. Like I said, I was familiar with the area. I know what I can get for it. And I have somebody who's interested as soon as I'm done fixing it.
To move into, to rent the property.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So, folks, you need to get signed up for the free workshop. You just go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Like I said, I'm going to be teaching one this coming Tuesday at 6:30 Central Time. There's also one on January 29th, January 4th. We have them going on all the time. They're live streamed, so you can attend sitting in your pajamas watching and hear stories, and I'll share some case studies. I don't think I have a case study that's quite as good as this deal, but some really good case studies, people that have done things like increase their net worth 5 times since joining Lifestyles. So I want to encourage you to do that.
Sorry, I just want to talk about another deal that I have, just to drive the point home about all, you know, the deals and the lifestyle, you know, mentorship and all that kind of stuff. I have a house where I went to close in the first time. I paid $95 to close, $95. Then I went to refinance it. They gave me $2,000, so the house was practically free.
Wow. And so what kind of loan did you use for that property?
For the first loan, of course, because you cannot use a conventional loan on these kinds of properties, I used a hard money loan, and I was able to finance the construction costs into the loan.
So, folks, just so you understand, a hard money loan is something I'd never heard of before, Lifestyles, but it's a very common financing instrument that we use. It is a short-term, interest-only, asset-based loan. You can actually finance a good portion of the rehab costs in buying that property. You do the rehab as soon as the rehab is over, 60 days or less generally. You refi into a 30-year mortgage, you know, below 4%, close to 3% right now. And so that's how Hind was able to do that on that property. And you said $95 on the first close and you got $2,000 back on the second. That's because it appraised at a higher value than probably was expected. Is that correct?
That is correct. So when I went to look at the property, it was marketed as a 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. Mm-hmm. And when I went to see it, it was actually 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. So I knew I could not pass up the property. I just knew it. I was like, yeah, I'm buying it.
Yeah. And here's the thing, folks. Hind is not unusual. She's not different. She's just like you or me. She is successful because she's active and she's proactive. And that's what makes the difference. Your financial situation, you are in control of your financial situation. And so you have to take action. You have to be proactive and make things happen in your life. And when you make things happen in your life, you come across the kind of deals that Hind is coming across. And I know that because I talk to Lifestyles people across the spectrum, all kinds of folks, and the ones that are active, that are doing this kind of thing, that's what makes the difference. I have a question from somebody. I'm working 60 hours a week. I have no real estate experience. Can I do this?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Yes, you can. And there's no reason to work 60 hours a week.
Working 60 hours a week, no real estate experience. You said you used to work a lot of hours, and now you don't.
Yes. No, I don't.
Hey, guys. So glad you're with me today. We've been listening to Hind Washington. As I said at the top of the show, she increased her net worth. In 3 years, she tripled her net worth and has become real estate retired. That's the kind of thing you can do by joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to our free workshop, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Find out the difference. We want to get you on your road to passive income, to retiring yourself with real estate.
For our videos and articles, click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.